Donovan squawked and raced down the narrow staircase. He came charging down upon them, complexion matching his hair and clenched fists beating the air furiously. "What the devil is this, you brainless lumps? Come on, get busy with that L-tube. If you don't have it apart, cleaned, and together again before the day is out, I'll coagulate your brains with alternating current." Not a robot moved. Even Cutie at the far end, the only one on his feet, remained silent, eyes fixed upon the gloomy recesses of the vast machine before him. Donovan shoved hard against the nearest robot. "Stand up!" he roared. Slowly, the robot obeyed, his photoelectric eyes focused reproachfully upon the Earthman. "There is no master but the master," he said, "and QT1 is his prophet." "Huh?" Donovan became aware of 20 pairs of mechanical eyes fixed upon him and 20 stiff-timbred voices declaiming solemnly, "There is no master but the master, and QT1 is his prophet." "I'm afraid," put in Cutie himself at this point, "that my friends obey a higher one than you now." "The hell they do! You get out of here! I'll settle with you later and with these animated gadgets right now." Cutie shook his heavy head slowly. "I'm sorry, but you don't understand. These are robots, and that means they are reasoning beings. They recognize the master now that I have preached truth to them. All the robots do. They call me the prophet." His head drooped. "I am unworthy, but perhaps." Donovan located his breath and put it to use. "Is that so? Now isn't that nice? Now isn't that just fine? Just let me tell you something, my brass baboon. There isn't any master, and there isn't any prophet, and there isn't any question as to who's giving the orders. Understand?" His voice shot to a roar. "Now get out." "I obey only the master." "Damn the master." Donovan spat at the L-tube. "That for the master. Do as I say." Cutie did nothing, nor did any other robot, but Donovan became aware of a sudden heightening of tension. The cold, staring eyes deepened their crimson, and Cutie seemed stiffer than ever. "Sacrilege," he whispered, voice metallic with emotion. Donovan felt the first sudden touch of fear as Cutie approached. A robot could not feel anger. But Cutie's eyes were unreadable. "I am sorry, Donovan," said the robot, "but you can no longer stay here after this. Henceforth, Powell and you are barred from the control room and the engine room." His hand gestured quietly, and in a moment two robots had pinned Donovan's arms to his sides. Donovan had time for one startled gasp as he felt himself lifted from the floor and carried up the stairs at a pace rather better than a canter. Gregory Powell raced up and down the officer's room, fist tightly balled. He cast a look of furious frustration at the closed door and scowled bitterly at Donovan. "Why the devil did you have to spit at the L-tube?" Mike Donovan, sunk deep in his chair, slammed at its arms savagely. "What did you expect me to do with that electrified scarecrow? I'm not going to knuckle under to any doojigger I put together myself." "No," came back sourly, "but here you are in the officer's room with two robots standing guard at the door. That's not knuckling under, is it?" Donovan snarled. "Wait till we get back to base. Someone's going to pay for this. Those robots must obey us. It's the second law." "What's the use of saying that? They aren't obeying us, and there's probably some reason for it that we'll figure out too late. By the way, do you know what's going to happen to us when we get back to base?" He stopped before Donovan's chair and stared savagely at him. "What? Oh, nothing. Just back to Mercury Mines for 20 years, or maybe Ceres Penitentiary. What are you talking about? The electron storm that's coming up. Do you know it's heading straight dead center across the Earth beam? I had just figured that out when that robot dragged me out of my chair. Donovan was suddenly pale. Sizzling Saturn. And do you know what's going to happen to the beam? Because the storm will be a Lulu. It's going to jump like a flea with the itch. With only Cutie at the controls, it's going to go out of focus, and if it does, heaven help Earth. And us. Donovan was wrenching at the door wildly when Powell was only half through. The door opened and the Earthman shot through to come up hard against an immovable steel arm. The robot stared abstractedly at the panting, struggling Earthman. The Prophet orders you to remain. Please do. His arm shoved, Donovan reeled backward, and as he did so, Cutie turned the corner at the far end of the corridor. He motioned the guardian robots away, entered the officer's room, and closed the door gently. Donovan whirled on Cutie in breathless indignation. This has gone far enough. You're going to pay for this farce. Please, don't be annoyed, replied the robot mildly. It was bound to come eventually anyway. You see, you two have lost your function. I beg your pardon. Powell drew himself up stiffly. Just what do you mean we've lost our function? Until I was created, answered Cutie, you tended the master. That privilege is mine now, and your only reason for existence has vanished. Isn't that obvious? Not quite, replied Powell bitterly. But what do you expect us to do now?